Welcome. Do you ever get frustrated at those annoying little advertisements that appear sometimes on your mobile phone? Inside certain apps, you know the ones I mean. And they can pop up in those little free mobile games, and maybe they might be advertisements themselves for some other game. And it's usually a very simple but addictive kind of game, isn't it? And maybe it's one where you have to match some kind of pattern or move around different shapes or combine different colored liquids together in some special way. Or maybe it's some kind of word game that's testing to see how well you can focus and follow the simple instructions. But whatever it might be, you know you always have to make sure you're following the rules of the game to reach some kind of goal. And I mean, the thing about these annoying advertisements is when they pop up on your screen, you kind of just have to sit there and watch and wait, don't you? And maybe it's only for 10 seconds, or maybe even 20 seconds. Either way, it's not really a big deal to just wait it out, but you know the advertiser is going to do everything they can to draw you in those 10 or 20 seconds. You just know they're using every little technique they have to captivate your attention and get your mind hooked. Even in just that short amount of time, drawing on every little trick they can think of to make you want to download and play their game. And sometimes you find you can even play a little bit of that game inside the advertisement itself, and maybe there'll be a flashing sign that tells you to drag your finger here, and well, you figure doing something will make the time pass quicker, so before you know it, you're moving your finger around the screen inside this advertisement for a game inside another game inside your phone, and maybe you're planting fields of wheat, or helping someone escape a monster, or maybe you're dropping brightly colored blocks on the screen and just the right configuration, carefully aiming them as they fall so that they make things pop and disappear in a strangely satisfying way. Because until you give in to that prompting and actually start to play the game, you can't really do anything else during those few seconds but wait and watch the advertisement, can you? And so even though it's kind of annoying to have that interruption to whatever else you were doing, eventually it becomes easy to get caught up in just watching and focusing on whatever these advertisers have decided they want you to see now. And I wonder if you could imagine, just for a moment, I want you to imagine you've downloaded some new game on your phone, and you're not really sure who made this game. It seems to be by some new developer, but you've heard really good things about it. The reviews are all amazing 5-star reviews. And so you begin to play this new game, and it's reasonably entertaining, nothing special, but a good way to pass the time for a little while. But like so many of those other free games you can get, what's really annoying about it is these advertisements. Anytime you finish a level, anytime you want to play a game, you just have to wait and watch the 10-second ad before you can continue on with your game. But that's kind of just the way things are with these free apps, isn't it? So you persist with it, and it doesn't bother you too much. And after a little while, you notice there seems to be this one advertisement that comes up every now and then. And it's a little bit different from the others. You can't quite put your finger exactly on why it feels so different. But there's definitely something unusual about it. It doesn't seem to be selling anything or asking you to download anything else. It's just some pretty patterns swirling on the screen and some soft music playing in your headphones. And it almost feels like something more is about to happen, and then, before you know it, it's over. And you're back to your original game. And maybe the first time you saw this strange advertisement, you barely noticed it at all. Maybe you even found those 10 seconds passed by a bit quicker than usual because it wasn't really annoying like advertisements usually are. I mean, it didn't really feel like an interruption to your flow at all. It was just these nice swirling patterns on the screen, pleasing to the eye, and that soothing, soft music playing. And maybe you didn't even realize it was an advertisement the first time you saw it. After all, it just feels like something nice to watch. Something to hold your focus for a few seconds. That's right. And then, maybe the second and the third times you saw the ad, you still don't really consciously notice it all that much, but it's starting to feel more familiar now, isn't it? Because of course you recognize those swirling images now. And the sound of that familiar music playing. And as soon as it starts, your unconscious recognizes that you've seen and heard this before. It's just something that seems to happen every now and then when you're playing this game now. And it's even kind of nice when you see it coming back again because your unconscious mind is starting to learn now that when it comes on, that all you have to do is sit and watch and listen for a few seconds until it's time to go back to your game. And maybe you even start to enjoy it a little because it's like a short break from consciously interacting with the world, isn't it? A little rest for your mind for those 10 seconds. Or is it a bit longer than that now? Maybe it's 15 seconds now when you see it. Maybe it's even gone up to 20. You're not quite sure. And I mean, it does seem like those swirling colored patterns are lasting a little bit longer than when you first saw them, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's nice to watch and focus on the swirling colors. And just for that short little while, you find yourself not needing to think or do anything else except watch and wait during that little blink of time. And time passes very quickly when you simply switch your mind off for a little while, doesn't it? And maybe you even start to find yourself thinking about this strange, relaxing advertisement at other times as well, while you're playing this game. Maybe you're even hoping it will come up again just so you can watch those nice swirling patterns for a little longer. And maybe sometimes you find yourself thinking about it even when you're not playing the game now. Even when you're away from your phone. Like at night sometimes when you close your eyes and you can still see those swirling patterns forming in the dark. And you can still hear that soft music playing and feel the soothing effect that it has on you just automatically now. And it kind of makes you want to get back to playing your game again as soon as possible so you can keep on experiencing those sensations even more now. And then, maybe one day, when you're playing the game again, you see this advertisement again, only this time it's a little bit different to before. This time, after the swirling patterns have been showing for a while, suddenly you notice there's a message on the screen saying, "Press here." And you see there's an arrow pointing to a big purple button on the screen, and at the same time you hear a soft voice in your headphones along with the music, and you hear it say, "Press the button." So you go ahead and you press the big purple button on the screen without really thinking about it, because you're so relaxed from the soothing sensations that it just feels automatic to follow the voice and the message on the screen. And as soon as you press it, it explodes in a sparkling rainbow of glittering colors shimmering across your screen. And then another button appears, a green one this time, and the voice tells you again to press the button. And so you press that as well, and again it erupts in this kaleidoscopic explosion of color on your screen, and suddenly these buttons are popping up all over the place, and you're pressing and watching and listening and following, completely mesmerized. And the music in your ear is swelling louder and louder as you follow, and it's playing these lovely chords as the colors on the screen are exploding in your mind, and it's creating such lovely sensations in your brain somehow, like this amazing, mesmerizing mind massage. And then suddenly it's over, and everything stops. And you hear the soft voice in your headphones say, "Well done." And then the advertisement is over and you're back to your game again. And it's so strange to think about it, but it made you feel so good, this mysterious voice telling you, "Well done." And you want, more than anything else, to hear the voice say those words to you again. And you start to wonder if there's some way you could download this little game inside your game, so you could just play it separately whenever you want, just pressing the buttons and listening to the nice music and having the voice tell you well done. But there doesn't seem to be any link, and there don't seem to be any instructions. So you just keep hoping this advertisement will come up again every time you play your game. And it does, somehow. Every time. And each time it does, this game within a game seems to go a little bit longer, although it doesn't feel like that long at all. And the pretty flashing colors and the moving shapes have you captivated for hours with the soft music playing and that mesmerizing voice giving you instructions and praising you every time you reach the goal. Only you're never quite able to work out what the goal actually is or how many buttons you need to press to hear that voice say, "Well." Or if it's a special kind of button that makes it happen, but it doesn't matter, it just feels so good when it happens. And when you hear that voice telling you how pleased they are with your work, and you just want to keep on playing and hoping it'll happen again and again and again. And you find yourself playing the game more and more frequently now. spending longer each time, and you don't really care anymore about the original game you downloaded. No, you're just going through the motions and playing that without even really thinking about it, because instead now you're thinking about this game within the game. And you're only playing in the hope that you'll encounter this amazing, strange advertisement again with a strange, soft voice instructing you and praising you. And somehow it feels like maybe this advertisement is coming up even more frequently now. In fact, you're not even sure that you're seeing any other advertisements anymore. It's just this one now, over and over again. And it makes you feel so good every time. And every time you reach a goal, now that exquisite voice says, "Well done. You're doing so well for me." And a thrill goes down your spine, and you're not quite sure why the voice praising you makes you feel so good, but it does, and it almost makes you want to let your hands slip down and just start rubbing and touching yourself a little when you hear that "well done." While you keep on playing the game in your phone with the other hand, and you're just touching in a way that makes you feel good, in the same way that the voice makes you feel good. And you're not quite sure if maybe the voice told you to do that, or maybe it was just your own idea. It doesn't matter, because either way it just seems natural and right to just keep touching yourself gently now and in time with the movements on the screen. And it feels so good to just watch and listen while you touch. And with your other hand you keep pressing those buttons like the voice tells you to. Sometimes maybe it tells you to do other little things too. Dragging this button over here and clicking on this box over there. And touching yourself a little faster and a little more firmly now. And always you follow and obey, because it feels so good when you hear the voice say to you, "Well done. You're doing so well with your training. Such a good subject for me." That's right. And then maybe hours go by with you just playing this game, or maybe it's only minutes and you're not really sure anymore. You're just watching the pretty colors and the moving shapes, and pressing the buttons, and touching yourself, and following and obeying the voice, and feeling your hand moving in time with that soft, soothing background music. And it just feels so right as you touch your body in just the right way, and the voice seems to touch your mind in just the right way. Until the pleasure from the voice and the game and the way you're touching yourself all feels like one and the same thing now. Until all you know about this game within a game is that the voice means pleasure and obedience. Obedience and pleasure. You obey and you feel good, and you don't even remember what it was that you did or why it feels so good, but you'd do anything for the voice now, wouldn't you? You'd do anything for me just to hear me say to you, "Well done. Doing so well for me. Such a good little hypnotized toy. Putting in the time for your training every day." And it occurs to you to wonder briefly what it is you're being trained for. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Because after a while you forget to wonder anymore. You can just keep listening and staring and touching and obeying and letting the pleasure throb in your veins every time I say, "Well done. Good toy. Doing so well for me." And you're not even sure anymore how long you're serving the voice each day. And it doesn't seem to matter, really. whether it's 10 seconds or 10 hours, because the time passes by in a daze as you're slowly trained to be more and more obedient and to do whatever the voice tells you to, because nothing feels so good and so pleasurable as obeying the voice. And once you've completed your training, the soft music and the swirling colors return to normal. And the advertisement comes to an end, and you're returned back to the game inside your phone. Just the ordinary game that you downloaded, just as if nothing had ever happened. And you're getting ready to wake up now, on the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and wake. Welcome back. That must have been a really good game you were playing there. You looked quite mesmerized.